This is Twit.
So, I don't know. What do you think? It seems a little like I'm taking my ball and going home. In fact, I think that's what Mayor Blasio said on Meet the Press today.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Amazon was like, oh, okay. This whole past year of them posturing about this seemed like much ado about nothing.
There was a huge search for
HQ2. But it was a great data collection.
They got information about all these cities.
They got everybody under NDA. They have all of this information that their competitors do not have. They can now use that.
But what?
And they also know what cities are willing to do to have them there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and that's, of course, the issue at hand was that there were $3 billion in tax incentives. Yeah. That doesn't mean money they were giving to Amazon. It means that they would pay much less in taxes over a period of time.
You know, the timing for this was especially, I don't want to say unfortunate, but it felt a little tone deaf. Because we've seen such a stratification of economies and jobs. And so for Amazon to come in and say, guess what? We're bringing these jobs in.
25,000
jobs. You probably
jobs.
Won't be able to get one of these jobs. And you also probably will not be able to afford your rent once we're done.
Yeah, so we're going to push. That's what happened in Seattle, right?
And
we pushed you out.
And this has been percolating through New York for the past decade, too, where there's been a growing sense that people are getting pushed out thanks to the influx of money that's washing through the global economy. And so you had a lot of people who were like, wait a minute, this isn't my city anymore. And you've given it to a corporation that's not going to give us anything in return.
So I sort of wondered if New York actually was too much there was too much employer competition for Amazon. And in the end, in New York, it's pretty easy to take a job with one of a bazillion large corporations. Amazon couldn't be king in that setting. Virginia, maybe a little bit more, especially with so many former government workers not cycling back into government work right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the places they picked, New York and D.C. They picked those because they wanted toeholds in finance and retail up in New York, and then they wanted to make sure that they could provision the government with the rest of the federal contractors inside the Beltway. And that's and in Virginia, that's just the cost of doing business as far as everybody's concerned.
Northern Virginia is the other HQ2 that they are going ahead
with. In the erstwhile Crystal City, I believe it's being renamed. I cannot remember what they're calling it, but when I was finishing high school in that area, the development was called Crystal City. And it's right next to National Airport. It's on at least one major metro line, the Blue. It's really close to the Pentagon. And thanks to security regulations and things like that, if you're going to service those contracts, it helps to have people on the ground there.
Amazon says that's going to proceed as planned.
Yeah.
You said the jobs would not go to New Yorkers, the 25,000 jobs. Who would they go to?
They're going to go to college graduates, or they're going to go to high-skilled tech people.
They're too skilled.
They're going to go to high-skilled tech people who would otherwise be working in the Bay Area or in Seattle or in D.C. or in Austin or possibly Atlanta.
So it's a gentrification of Long Island City that the residents didn't seem to want.
Yeah.
The governor wanted it. The mayor wanted it. But there was groundswell of opposition.
A lot of civic resistance.
But it feels like Amazon was a little bit of a snowflake here. Like they said, oh, you don't like it? Okay, fine, we'll leave.
Yeah.
Couldn't they take a little heat?
I felt maybe they overplayed their hand. I don't know.
They did. I mean, by choosing two cities in the first place, they spread themselves out. I mean, we all thought it was going to be one, and then it was two, and then
three, actually, because they're also building that 5,000-person center in...
Is that Austin?
Memphis. Because Tennessee, between Memphis and Knoxville, those are ground zero for FedEx is there. I believe UPS has a pretty big outpost there. That's where you have a lot of logistics talent. And so if Amazon's going to double down on that part of their market, they're going to want to be where the aggregation of talent is. And...
pretty soon, everything's going to be owned by Amazon. I mean,
Nashville is becoming a huge draw for college graduates. So that's another place where it'll be easy to aggregate talent and to poach it from other companies because there's not that much difference between the cities in Tennessee. So you used to work at FedEx, move to Nashville where Amazon's going to be.
So I'm just curious, Sam, because you live in Amazon town.
I have context to offer. I did work for them for 4 months. That's a Googleable story. Readers, feel free to type my last name in Billy Ray Cyrus. It's a long, funny tale. that was back in 2007. But
I still have an achy, breaky heart after those years.
It's a great story, I promise you. But the thing is, this is a company that has proven in its time in Washington State to not contribute much more than the bare minimum.
Yeah.
In terms of one of the biggest stories that came out of the past year in Seattle was a huge push, an organic push from some of the really, really radically left-leaning city council members for a head tax. that basically established a certain amount of more tax for companies in Seattle who make certain amount of money per year and have a certain number of employees per year. We're a regressive state. We don't have state income tax. Seattle has a tax shortfall all of the time. Amazon was one of the prime leaders in terms of funneling money into opposition groups, doing it in such a way that journalists had to dig up and find that that was the case.
Isn't there a Seattle city tax on people making more than $250,000 a year, or am I mistaken?
I can't help you with the entire tax code, so yeah.
Can you help me, Sam? Because I've done my taxes yet.
Oh, yeah, we need Sam to do our taxes.
Larry Cyrus will talk about it. Yeah. But it's a company known for a lack of general giving back either in arts or in city and state value in that way. And then also the hiring does tend to just bring in a lot of people from out of state who are the pattern tends to be buy up in the middle of the city, disrupt, and then leave. It's a lot of people who come in for 2, 3, 4 years, cash out, get burnt out, and get the heck out. And the result has been, it's a hard thing to write about. The Stranger was my former employer here in Seattle, an alt-weekly paper. And they have chronicled at length a lot of the sort of cultural and human cost that comes with Amazon. So I think there's a lot of that that gets lost in the headlines when a city like New York says, what is this employer going to do? What are they going to do with their money? And what's the cultural impact going to be? So that's been the biggest thing I've noticed. I've been here only 12 years. I'm also sort of a transient. But when I moved here, I could afford to live on $11,000 a year scrapping by, and that Seattle is no longer anywhere near that kind of place.
So the city Sam, I have a quick question. How, because you've got Amazon, Microsoft used to be the big tech gorilla in the area. How are Microsofties perceived in Seattle relative to Amazon people?
I think there's a perception more of philanthropy and more of spreading out. There's also the bridge culture, like the East Siders. If you go east of Seattle, you end up in towns like Bellevue and Redmond, where Microsoft has a lot of campuses. Yeah. So I think that to some extent sort of changed it. It was a lot of local engineer culture people, mostly because Boeing had been here sort of establishing that culture for decades. So it wasn't, you know, there are lots of international hires that came in as a result to diversify the technological culture within Microsoft, which I think is good. But then Microsoft has generally been more on the up and up and giving money to University of Washington, giving money to city and state initiatives. The perception is generally, there's an economic impact that's both good and bad. And Amazon has been perceived as a lot less balanced.
That was my other question, was if there was a really tight tie between UW and Microsoft, and that helped foster a feeling of being better integrated into the Seattle as a community than maybe Amazon has.
I remember boyfriend of mine got recruited, or was, you know, he didn't end up going, but he was recruited by Microsoft out of school in Boston. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of that going on. But I think that it was
Cambridge,
kind of new.
Okay. I don't want
Cambridge at Harvard.
Yeah. I often say I went to school in Connecticut for the same reason.
It's just, you're like, I don't want to talk about it. But they did recruit at the time in the 90s, a very long time ago. Yeah. They did recruit people from out of state heavily. It was the same thing, college graduates from out of state. But I think that it was the boom hadn't quite happened yet in Seattle, so it didn't seem bad.
Is it a culture clash? Yeah. Is it that these San Francisco complains all the time, and part of it's money, part of it's you just being forced out. The rents are too high; you can't buy a house. But also, part of it's culture. Like, you don't want a monoculture. San Francisco, which used to be this great diverse city, has become a monoculture.
Yeah, really. It's so boring now.
It's boring. It is, and you go out in San Francisco to a bar or a restaurant. Mm-hmm. We went to that Tech TV reunion. Mike remembers that, and. It was just a bunch of yuppies from startups around, and it was cold, so they were wearing blankets. The bar provided them with blankets, and it just seemed like it was like, go home. This is San Francisco. Get rid of the blanket.
The hiring that happens at companies like Amazon, I think, drives a cultural glut where you have folks who are 29 to 35 who have a ton of money, who are primarily male, and they've got a lot of money, and they're hitting up these condos in the middle of the city. So it's like expensive addictions to whiskey. That's sort of the culture I've perceived from my friends who date around Seattle, and they flip through apps, and it's just boring guys who think having whiskey and going hiking once a month is their personality.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I go hiking
Sam,
at least once a month.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking?
I'm used to this in Seattle. So.